there's a vaccine to help protect you from the pain of shingles. Information from the UK Health Security Agency and NHS. About the shingles vaccine. The NHS offers a vaccine that reduces your risk of developing shingles. This leaflet describes the National Shingles Programme, the benefits of the vaccine, and who is eligible. The current vaccine for the shingles programme is called Shingrix. You will need 2 doses of Shingrix for the best protection. Your GP practice will contact you once you are eligible. You may also be able to have your Shingrix vaccines at some pharmacies. Unlike most other infections, you don't catch shingles from someone else. Most of us had chickenpox when we were young, although some of us will not be aware that we've had it. After you have chickenpox, the virus remains dormant, living in the nerves. For most of your life, you will not be aware of this, but from time to time, the virus can come back and spread to the skin, causing a disease called shingles. Shingles can be very painful and tends to affect people more commonly as they get older. This can be because your immune system is weakened by increasing age, by stress, or by a range of medical conditions and treatments. For some, the pain caused by shingles can last for many years. Shingles can really affect your life, stopping you from doing all the things you usually enjoy. What causes shingles? Shingles, also known as herpes zoster, is caused by the dormant chickenpox virus spreading to an area of skin served by one of the nerves. It results in clusters of extremely painful and itchy fluid-filled blisters. These blisters can burst and turn into sores that eventually crust over and heal. These blisters usually affect an area on one side of the body, most commonly the chest, but sometimes also the head, face, and eye. What do shingles look like? The shingles rash typically appears in clusters of fluid-filled blisters. They often feel extremely painful and itchy. There may be redness and a feeling of warmth around the blisters, and after a few days, they will begin to scab over, forming a dry layer of itchy skin. If you think you have any of these symptoms, you may like to seek support from someone you trust to help identify if you have shingles, or talk to your GP. There are pictures of what shingles can look like in the standard and large print versions of this shingles leaflet. Details of how to obtain the shingles vaccine are at the end of this recording. How long does it last and how serious can it be? The first signs of shingles can be feeling generally unwell, with a tingling or burning feeling in an area of skin on one side of the body. A painful rash with fluid-filled blisters usually appears a few days after the initial symptoms. Shingles on the body can cause severe pain. If shingles develops in the eye and eyelid, it can lead to decreased vision or even permanent blindness in that eye. How common is shingles? About 1 in 5 people who have had chickenpox will develop shingles. This means that every year in England and Wales, tens of thousands of people will have shingles. Although shingles can occur at any age, the risk, severity, and the complications of shingles all increase with age. Postherpetic neuralgia, PHN. Each year, about 14,000 people go on to develop postherpetic neuralgia, PHN, after shingles, and over 1,400 are admitted to hospital because of PHN. Most people recover fully after a few weeks, but for some, the pain goes on for several months or even years. This is called postherpetic neuralgia, PHN. This is a particularly unpleasant condition with severe burning, throbbing, or stabbing nerve pain. The older you are, the more likely you are to have long-lasting pain. The shingles vaccine reduces the risk of getting shingles and PHN. Can shingles spread? Shingles does not spread as easily as chickenpox, but the fluid in the blisters does contain the chickenpox virus. So someone who is not immune to chickenpox can catch the infection if they are in contact with this fluid. If you have a shingles rash, you should cover the rash with loose clothing to reduce the risk of spreading chickenpox. Pregnant women who have not had chickenpox, people with a weakened immune system, and newborn babies should avoid direct contact with the rash. Who will get the vaccine? From the 1st of September 2023, the vaccine programme is being offered to the following. 1. Healthy people 70 to 79 years of age who have not yet been vaccinated. 2. People from 50 years of age with a severely weakened immune system. 3. Healthy people aged 60 to 70 years will become eligible for the vaccine when they turn 65 or 70 years of age. You will remain eligible for the shingles vaccine until your 80th birthday. Unless you have a weakened immune system, people with a severely weakened immune system remain eligible for vaccine. But the sooner you have the vaccine, the earlier you will be protected. Full details of who can get the vaccine in the first 5 years of the programme are explained at the end of this recording. What about people who are under the eligible age for shingles vaccine? Younger people will be offered the vaccine when they reach the eligible age. Shingles can occur at any age, but the risk, severity, and complications increase with age. Those with severely weakened immune systems are at higher risk, and that is why the vaccine is recommended at an earlier age. If you have a shingles vaccine, you will be given a record card with your name and the date of the next appointment. Please keep it in a safe place. Will there be any side effects? The side effects from the Shingrix vaccine are usually quite mild and don't last very long. The most common side effects, occurring in at least one in every 10 people, are pain and redness at the injection site, general muscle aches and headache. You may feel tired and have a fever after Shingrix vaccine. You can rest and take the normal dose of paracetamol, follow the advice in the packaging, to help make you feel better. Do not use machines or drive if you are feeling unwell. You should feel better after a few days, but if your symptoms persist for longer, you should discuss these with your GP or practice nurse. You can report any side effects using the yellow card scheme from the MHRA. We tell you how to do this at the end of this leaflet, or visit yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk. How safe is the Shingrix vaccine? Has it been used in other countries? Like all licensed vaccines, the shingles vaccine has been thoroughly tested and meets strict UK safety and licensing requirements. It has been used extensively in Europe and North America for the last few years. How effective is the vaccination? By having the vaccination, you will significantly reduce your chance of developing shingles. In the first 5 years after the first shingles vaccination programme was introduced, there were 40,500 fewer GP consultations for shingles-related disease and 1,840 fewer hospitalisations. If you do go on to develop shingles, the symptoms are likely to be milder and the illness shorter than if you had not had the vaccination. The Shingrix vaccine used in the UK has been shown to provide good protection. This data comes from the study on the impact of the herpes zoster vaccination programme in England, which can be read on PubMed at qrco.de/shingles-footnote. How and when is the vaccine given? Like most vaccinations, the vaccine will be given as an injection in your upper arm. Shingrix is a non-live vaccine and you will need two doses to give you the best, longer-lasting protection. For most people, the second dose of Shingrix will be offered from about 6 months after the first dose. If you have a severely weakened immune system, your second dose of Shingrix should be given earlier, but at least 8 weeks after dose one. Your GP practice will let you know when to book for the second dose. Why can't I get the vaccine now? Under the current program, everyone from 70 to 79 years of age is eligible for shingles vaccine. The program is being extended gradually, starting with those at highest risk, as recommended by the Joint Committee Vaccination Immunisation, JCVI. Over the next 10 years, the program will eventually include all those from 60 years of age. Individuals aged 50 years or older with a severely weakened immune system are already eligible for the Shingrix vaccine. Do I need to do anything to get the vaccination? When you become eligible for your shingles vaccine, your GP surgery will contact you to book an appointment. However, if you are worried about shingles, you should contact your GP surgery for advice. Are there people who shouldn't have the Shingrix vaccination? If you've had a severe reaction to any of the substances that go into the vaccine, you might not be able to have it. Your GP practice will advise you. Can the vaccine give me shingles? The Shingrix vaccines cannot give you shingles. If you develop a rash, you can contact NHS 111 or call your GP practice for advice. You can contact NHS 111 online at 111.nhs.uk. By NHS 111 British Sign Language BSL Interpreter Service via www.nhs.uk/111 or by text relay on 1800 111. What if I miss my vaccination? Can I have it later? For most people, the shingles vaccine will be offered until they become 80 years of age. However, if you have a severely weakened immune system, the vaccine can be given up to any age. For the best protection, you should have the vaccine or complete the course at the recommended time. Contact your GP practice to make another appointment. Am I eligible for Shingrix vaccine if I have had Zostavax before? If you were given Zostavax as part of the routine immunisation programme when you were between 70 and 79 years of age, then you do not need two doses of the Shingrix vaccine now. Don't delay. If you are eligible, try to have your vaccine as soon as possible. Remember, when you become eligible for immunisation, you should make an appointment to have your vaccine as soon as possible to ensure you have the best protection. Further information. If you would like more information before or after you have the vaccination, speak to your GP or practice nurse. You can also visit the NHS website at www.nhs.uk/shingles. To read about the shingles vaccine, Shingrix, visit www.medicines.org.uk/EMC/product/12054/PIL. A reminder of eligibility for people aged 70, 65 and severely immunosuppressed. If you have a severely weakened immune system, severely immunosuppressed, you'll be offered the shingles vaccine from 50 years of age. If you were born after the 1st of September 1953 and before the 31st of August 1958, you can have your vaccine after your 70th birthday. From then you will be eligible until you turn 80. If you were born after the 1st of September 1958 and before the 31st of August 1963, you can have your vaccine after your 65th birthday. From then, you will be eligible until you turn 80. Summary. Shingles is a common disease that can cause long-lasting severe pain, can cause a severe itchy rash with blisters, can occur at any age, but the risk, severity, and complications increase with age. The vaccine is significantly reducing the number of cases, will reduce the severity of symptoms in vaccinated people if they develop the disease, has been used extensively in other countries such as the US and Canada. Having your routine shingles vaccination is a good way of looking after your health, so that you can get on with enjoying life without the pain of shingles. You can report suspected side effects of vaccines and medicines through the Yellow Card scheme. This can be done online by visiting yellowcard.mhra.gov.uk or by calling the Yellow Card hotline on 0800 731 6789. Lines open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. You can also use the QR code and by downloading the Yellow Card app. Further information. Shingles Support Society website shinglessupport.org.uk. Confidential helpline 0845 123 2305. At times between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Call 020 7607 9661 Monday to Friday 12 p.m. to 8 p.m. Inquiries 0300 030 9333. Facial Palsy website facialpalsy.org.uk. Pain Concern Helpline telephone 0300 123 0789. Email help@painconcern.org.uk. Website www.painconcern.org.uk. For more information, visit www.nhs.uk/vaccinations. This audio leaflet and a standard version is also available in Braille, Easy Read, BSL, large print, and translated into a number of community languages. The leaflet can be ordered or downloaded from www.healthpublications.gov.uk by calling 0300 123 102 or by text phone on 0300 123 103. Lines are open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. Crown Copyright 2024. Product code C24SGX1AU OCT2024APS. UK Health Security Agency Gateway Number 202 4647.